Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week, the message is titled, Angels. Thank you to Rhonda, Mike, Janet, Don, and Ed for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Hebrews 1, 1-14. Happy birthday this week to Jan, and happy anniversary to Marie and Jack.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment they will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. John Travolta starred in a movie called Michael. I don't know how many of you watched that movie. It was wonderful. In the movie, he played a precarious angel, one who wanted a taste of life on the earth. He found food to be absolutely delicious and music worthy of dancing, and he loved to battle. He was out in a field and he irritated a bull, and the battle was on. The bull stomped his feet. The bull didn't stand a chance. Stomping his feet, he ran into this very large bull. And at the end of it, the bull sat dazed in the field. Apparently, they say that the ladies smelled delightful when Michael walked into a room, like pumpkin pie. Michael loved to dance, and many women loved to dance with him. But behind the scenes, Michael knew that he had limited time on the earth. He was doing the best he could on earth, and he recognized that earth was not the ultimate goal. This was a movie, and it was a wonderful movie. It's interesting that we don't think very often of angels. Not that we need to. We don't worship angels. We worship God. We worship Jesus. We worship the Holy Spirit. But angels are our friends, whether we know it or not. So in this brief sermon today, I looked at Scripture, looked at many of the angels that's talked about in Scripture. Angels are servants of God himself. As our reading made it clear, angels are not to be worshipped, not at all. The Hebrew writer spoke, "For which of the angels did God ever say, 'You are my son'?" No. "Today I have become your father." No. Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son." No. And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says these words, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of angels, he says, "He makes angels winds. He makes servants fire." But about the Son of God, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness." Well, was Satan a crooked, abominable angel? We don't know. We know from the beginning that he wanted to somehow get ahead of God, which was impossible, absolutely impossible. So he says, "Therefore, God, your God, has set you above everyone, above companions, by anointing you with the oil of joy," God's love. "In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." And angels help do that. "They will perish, but you will remain." In verse 13, it says, "To which of the angels did God ever say, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet'?" Absolutely not. We must pay more attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we won't drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? You see, we don't know who angels are. We don't know if we're walking down the street, somebody walks past. We don't know. Is that an angel? I don't know. I've only had one experience with this. It happened probably 10 years ago, and it wasn't a big deal. I was walking along a sidewalk. Another person was walking my way, a person I didn't know. I didn't have any idea who that person was. And he stopped, and he looked at me in the eyes, and he said, "Hi, Don. You're blessed." I have never seen that person in my life. I don't know. It still gives me shivers. Was it an angel? It's great. But the angel wouldn't want anything to do with talking about this. Angels don't. Angels are servants. They're helpers. They do on the earth what God wants them to do on the earth. They help. I kind of think we shouldn't say, "Isn't that lucky?" I think sometimes angels have intervened for us, not just, aren't I lucky? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, angels, for what you do. And we often don't know what they do. So he says, God also testified to it by signs, wonders, various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. It's not to angels that he has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking. But there is a place somewhere has testified, what is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of God, that you care for him. And then he says this, you have made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. God let nothing that is not subject to him. And he's talking about Jesus, the Son of God. And then he says, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through his suffering. And I sort of got caught up in this past week. And I kept wanting to come back to, well, what do the angels do? Do we have names for angels? What about all of these things? But that wasn't the point. I had to keep telling myself, no. We're not emphasizing angels. We're emphasizing that angels work helping people. And we may not even know it. Are not angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation? An angel wouldn't want any glory. They are workers of God. In the Old Testament book of Daniel, in chapter 10, Daniel has a vision. He looked up, and there before Daniel was a man dressed in linen with the belt of the finest gold around his waist. His body was like crystallite, his face shining like lightning, his eyes were piercing as lightning, and he touched me and sent me trembling on my hands and knees, and says the angel, Daniel, you are esteemed by God. It was an angel who was carrying out the word of God in people in despair and in jail and in trouble. The angel was there, and angels were there. I am about to speak to you. I have now been sent to you. And the first angel said, and I like this, don't be afraid. You have from the first day set your mind to understanding and to humble yourself before God. Your words are heard, and I have came in response to them. Then Michael the angel came to help him. Angels. And then in Isaiah, the Lord says to Isaiah, how you have fallen from heaven, O morning star. And this is where we stop. An angel who disobeyed God, Satan himself. Satan from the beginning wanted to be God. Couldn't be. Wanted to be like God. Couldn't be. But angels do the will of God. So he says to this at the beginning, and you can picture this in your mind if you will. The Lord spoke to Isaiah, how you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, an angel, talking about Satan. once in heaven, to now being the devil on earth himself. He had a choice. He could have been there with God. He was cast down. He couldn't come close to God. Of course he couldn't. No one ever could. But because he was proud and ignorant, he thought he could. And look what he's done on the earth even today. To being the devil himself. You've been cast down on the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You have said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven.
No.
I will rise my throne. Not God's throne. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly. No. Not a chance. On the utmost heights of the sacred mountain, I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. And then he said something that could not possibly be true at all. When he says this, I will make myself like the Most High God. The only power is God himself. God is love. Satan is selfish. God is love. Satan knows no love. God is joy. Satan creates sadness. God is peace. Satan is war. God is patience. Satan is controversy, always stirring things up. God is kindness. Satan is the most selfish. God is goodness. Satan is evil. God is self-control. Satan is arrogant. In Ezekiel chapter 28, speaking of angels who were not worthy to be angels, who were once good, and then said this, I think, about Satan himself. In the beginning, you were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in the Garden of Eden. Every precious stone adorned you. You were anointed as the guardian angel. So I ordained you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You were blameless in your ways from the day that you were created until wickedness was found in you. You filled violence and you sinned. Your heart became proud and you corrupted your wisdom. So I threw you on the earth. All the nations are appalled at you, and you have come to a horrible end. And Satan, one day, will be no more. You see, this is a promise from God that one day there will be only love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We don't have it yet, but one day God says it will come. And I get the idea that if God says something, it's going to happen. First Peter, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel, by the Holy Spirit. And then I love this. Even angels long to look at this. The angels want to know, and they do know. Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. And again, Michael and his angels. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and power and kingdom of our God, day and night. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much, even to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you will dwell in them. See, what a wonderful future that we have waiting for us. Yes, there are difficult times. Yes, there are sad times. Yes, there's sickness, there's illness, there's all kinds of things. But we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We have the Scriptures, and we have angels surrounding us and helping us. So picture this in Revelation. After this, I heard what sounded like a roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. And when I heard what sounded like a great roar of rushing waters and like peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our God Almighty reigns, so give him the glory. And I suspect that the angels are giving God's glory all the time. Because then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with us, and he will live with us. One day, we will see him face to face. He will live with us. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. And then these precious words, there will be no more death. There will be no more mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And then he says, behold, I am making all things new. And then I close with this. Chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, meaning Jesus, down in the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of all the nations. And I say to you that these words are trustworthy and true. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, and the angels will help us even there. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.